Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to 100% Healthy. I'm your host, Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health may be easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. Our show explores your divine human blueprint and gives you a direct line to your own magnificent design. You can be 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back to your best self, living in your own personal Garden of Eden. Stay tuned. Your health activation goes live in a flash.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Apologize for you live listeners. We had a little technical glitch here and finally got myself with the control panel all signed in. So for those of you who are listening later, we're getting an 8-minute late start, and I apologize for that. It happens once in a while. But it is a glorious and very blessed day today. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the show and all of what we have access to without spending a penny. And really the show, the title of the show is The Best Things in Life Are Free. And at 100% Healthy, we're really interested in, once we're getting you to that 100% healthy, yummy feeling where you just feel connected, in love with your life, and, you know, we've corrected brain issues, we've corrected adrenal failure, and now you're, like, really there. You've made it. You've arrived. Now, how do you really sustain that 100% healthy feeling? And, you know, lifestyle and the choices you make are so important in the sustainability and the maintenance of your 100% healthy body. So you may not be 100% healthy right now and get a great benefit out of these lifestyle tips. And really, all of these things that I'm going to be listing today and discussing with you are all about just taking, being present to receiving the blessings in the universe. And one of the concepts that we talk about in 100% Healthy is the Garden of Eden. And we live in the Garden of Eden. And you can either be living in heaven here on earth, or you might be living in some version, a lesser version, like a hell on earth. And, you know, the thing that I want you to remember is that you've designed this life. And so you've agreed to the life you're living. And at any point in time, if you're in a lesser version or you're not seeing a Garden of Eden, it's your choice. You get a choice. You get to choose. But it takes kind of waking up and realizing, hey, I've been going on this path for a while and it doesn't feel good. And I'm really ready, willing, able, capable. And I might not know how to get on the new path, but I'm ready for the new path. And one of the things that will draw in this kind of sense of connection, of being in love with your life, of really this abundance that is all around us, is the practice of and the attitude of gratitude. You know, and I'm going to talk about gratitude in a minute, and we do talk about in lots of shows how you can fuel your life with gratitude. But before that, I want you to really be thinking about how powerful you are. And the concept of perception. So get the idea of perception in your mind. Think about what the word perception means to you. Thinking about perception. And now think about the modality that we're so used to in the West. We hear about body, mind, emotion, spirit, or body, mind, emotion, spirit, or body, mind, spirit. And what really, actually, when we get down to the nitty-gritty of the human blueprint, it's not actually the mind or the emotions that we're addressing, it's perception. And so if you perceive that you are living in the Garden of Eden, you will indeed live in the Garden of Eden. If you perceive that you're living in paradise, you will live in paradise. Now, there are great scholars from all ages who have reminded us of this fact over and over and over again. What the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. And think back, in the beginning of the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And really think about what the Word was. The Word was perception. The Word was the essence of everything. It was the existence and definition of everything. And the Word was, so, and in the beginning, the Word was, there was the Word. The Word was God and lived in God. So we have it both that it was actually the essence of God. Word or perception was actually the essence of God, not a being, not a person, but the essence was the perception. That was God. Perception was God. Now, we've been gifted this amazing ability to perceive what we see around us and to be creator God force in the universe and to really manifest in amazing ways. And so we think about the power of the Word and perception, that the power of the Word is God, and God was in the world, and He was with, and the Word was with God and in God, and it was God. And so then we move into with and was. So when you look at your perception, the way that you perceive the world is how the world shows up. And even if there's been some tragedy in your life, if you are able to do a clearing, a presencing, an understanding where that tragedy no longer plays in your life, and you're able to get back into the freedom and joy and appreciation of every single day, of how extraordinary the world is, of how extraordinary your life is, how blessed you are, the whatever it was that happened no longer defines you. It no longer creates or causes your perception. It has become diminished, and you are in charge of your perception. I think about a gentleman, wonderful fella, who I helped with post-traumatic stress. And that PTSD is very much, when you look at that analogy, he was a Vietnam vet, and he suffered from PTSD. And he was in his late 60s when we met, and I was able to lift the veil of PTSD for him. And he went from a flat affect, and what he said felt like a black wall in his mind, to full access of his emotions and his joy body. And went on to go down to Southern California, go to Disneyland, have a wonderful, wonderful experience, and the first joy experience he'd had with his grandchildren. He loved his grandchildren, but he couldn't feel it. He couldn't presence it. And by awakening, removing the presence, that post-traumatic stress wall, we removed that wall, he was able to experience the Garden of Eden. He was able to experience the love and connection, the laughter with the children, the joy of being on the rides, the thrill of the emotions that went with being connected with others. And so that sense of perception shifted in a really miraculous way. It was literally overnight he was a different person. And that's how amazing perception is that literally we can change overnight, and we can accept the best things in life. And, you know, I actually think that we really pay the piper when we hold ourselves in these difficult struggles. And there's always more to do to work yourself out of the struggle or there's always another therapist to talk to and work it out, or there's always another place to run to that might be the next fix, or another coach to coach you. But I want to really help you. Yes, if you have a physical problem, yeah, I don't tell you not to deal with a physical problem, but your perception really dictates how well you'll recover, or if you will recover at all. So thinking about perception, what you focus on, what your mind is directed towards, what you're really drawing into you, you'll see as a child, and I don't think I've ever told this story, I've probably mentioned it one-to-one for a few of my students who have come in. When I was a child, I didn't speak, and I was born into a family with seven children. My mom had five children in 7 years. Boy, that's silly, getting my numbers mixed up. Five children in seven, 8 years. So she had us all really close together. We were like a year and a half apart. And I remember in the old house on Quail Avenue in Minnesota, my mother stood kind of upset with me and telling me something that actually wasn't true. You know, sometimes parents decide to use creative license and tell their child something so that they'll do something or they'll believe something. And it wasn't aligned with truth. And, you know, I am both an indigo, one of the forerunners in the indigo children, and as I've muscle tested as an adult and worked on bringing my relationship with my body into full access, and knowing that five of my nieces and nephews have autism, I muscle tested and discovered that I also was autistic as a child. And so I learned to speak in school. I learned to speak with speech therapists. But the point that I'm going to say is I was keenly observant of the world around me. And I remember watching my mother as these words were coming out of her mouth. And it was forming symbols and over her head, and it kind of created an interesting kind of a crown or a rainbow over her head of these strange symbols. And I recognized the code of these symbols meant that this was an untruth, that there wasn't a match with truth. And so, you know, if you had a childhood experience like that where you actually could see symbols and numbers moving around people or words moving around people, you were actually aware, at least temporarily, that thoughts become thought forms and actually become things that move into the world and create what you're manifesting. And so a week ago, I worked with an amazing woman who I love dearly and has been a friend of mine for a couple years, and she's just really gone through a hard time. We hadn't seen each other for months. And when I met her, she was tear-filled, and her career was in the dumper at the moment. And, you know, she's so skilled and so talented. And she asked if I could help her. And we did a three-hour brain regeneration. We actually accessed the human blueprint and restored her brain to full function and removed a lot of thought forms that were stopping her from feeling the love and the success and the connection and, you know, all that greatness that is her. We just removed all of that funny muddle that got melded onto her. And what's so extraordinary is she's a public speaker, and that's how she earns her living and actually supports relatives. And really remarkably, within 7 days, she booked two big gigs, two speeches, which is how she supports the family, the whole team that works for her and the company. And her perception had changed. And again, almost in an instant, it was like a three-hour health activation that we did. And literally the next day she booked a speech, and then a few days later booked another speech. And I'm sure she's knocking it out of the ballpark today. But her perception changed. And from the story that she was telling me when I bumped into her in Phoenix, when I was visiting Phoenix, The story she was telling me was all about how the speaking world has dried up. And all of a sudden, that story and the thought forms were removed from her space. And there is this amazing access to being successful in work again. And it's about perception. And so when we come right down to it, when we perceive, what we perceive is what we are able to rise to. And what we hold ourselves to, the stories that we tell over and over again about how somebody did something wrong to us, or something is bad, or the economy is bad, or, you know, that's the way my health is, it's never going to get better, or that's the way my weight is. You know, we hypnotize ourselves, but beyond just hypnotizing ourselves, we've now created thought forms that are in our energetic field, in our physical field, in our, you know, in our space, that will only allow that which we have said over and over and over again to come into our field and to be what we express. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to talk more about the best things in life are free. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
100% health, the best health of your life, is now possible. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings. You can have great health for a person your age, and when tested for overall human health, you may come in at 30% overall health. You know what I'm talking about. You saw your parents slowly lose their youthful vitality, and you may have even said, "That's just the way it is. I too will age and lose my gusto." Are you concerned about a brain that will no longer function as well as it did in your youth? Just like my medical doctor client, who worries that she'll eventually have dementia and or Alzheimer's like her two aging parents. Are you like my client Katie, having a condition of malfunctioning nerves, which leads to amputation of limbs of six of her immediate elders? Are you worried about rapid aging of your skin, just like my Polish client, Maria? Or reduced function of your digestion, like Hannah, a PhD in physics? Or challenging aspects of hormonal imbalances, like Melinda, a wealthy investor? I really understand your concerns and your desires to do something, anything, about these reduced health functions before they become a pressing problem. I know about health issues personally because I've experienced the worst of health and recovered, and then reversed aging. High blood pressure, difficult digestion, all of these things are easy to reverse, especially when you get them early. And you can reclaim your awesome health if you've lost some of it. I'm the only expert in the world that offers my unique system of cellular quantum mechanics, and I've developed a way to activate your human blueprint and restore it to its best possible state. Get connected now. Join the one-to-one days immediately and change your life. With a new one-day program designed specifically for your needs, you'll spend 5 hours with me in my home experiencing deep, lasting healings. Over a course of 6 months or a year, you'll do 4 to 8 of these one days and live an entirely youthful, vibrant new way. Check this wonderful one-day program out at julierenee.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm so grateful that you're here sharing the show with me. I was just thinking about Nelson Mandela, who's such an inspiration to my life and probably many of yours. And there's so many amazing quotes from him. But the one I posted on my Facebook fan page today was, "It always seems impossible until it's done." And you think about the things that, you know, people come to me and they say, I don't know how I can let go of this idea that this person hurt me and that person betrayed me and my ex-wife's taking me for a ride. And you know, it looks impossible. And then what starts to begin to happen is a willingness starts showing up, a kind of, I think maybe I can do it. Maybe something can change. And then there's the next shift. And we keep moving into more and more possibility until we move into wise elder wisdom. And I want to really show you a whole different way to think about difficulties and to really be able to embrace even the things that look like, wow, somebody did something to me and they should be held accountable and I'm going to keep remembering it forever. So, you know, some of you might not know this. I am an ordained minister, and so I often will refer to the Bible, Bible quotes, and things about the Bible. But I, you know, this show is for everyone. So just know, just take this idea, this concept, that when Jesus was coming into the world, his life was designed for him, and there was going to be a course that he experienced, including training in India and in Greece and in Egypt, and he was actually going to have a mentor. His uncle Joseph of Arimathea was going to mentor him, and his parents were going to love him and teach him the scriptures. And you know, he was going to outgrow their skills. And there's a time in the temple, and all of this is kind of pre-designed. So at about 11 years old, he now is wanting to really have the discussions with the rabbis in the synagogue. He's not content to be a little boy anymore. He's got all this knowledge and all this wisdom. And in the design of his life, there was a very generous man, Judas, who before he was born agreed to play a very difficult role so that Christ could accomplish his mission. And it wasn't that Judas was a particularly evil man. He actually studied with Jesus right along with the other disciples. But when the time came, Jesus greeted Judas and said, go do what you need to do, knowing that that was where Judas was going. That he was going to fulfill the prophecies, that he was going to fulfill the phase that Jesus needed to move into. And so if we were always for all time angry with Judas, Jesus, no one's angry with Jesus. If we were of all times, if we were upset with Judas because he betrayed Jesus, we wouldn't have had, the prophecies would not have been fulfilled. If you can see that, and that Judas agreed before birth to come in and play that difficult role so that for all time Christians could have the experience of that being that did that extraordinary sacrifice to show the way, both in his life and in his death, he showed the way. So Jesus' life was laid out, and the people who supported him, this was all set up before his birth. It wasn't by coincidence. It was all set up before his birth. Now, think about your life. And what goodness have you gotten from the struggles you've gotten in your life? And I know you might be focused on the struggles at first, but I want you to really dig deep now and think about some one or 10 positive things about how you grew, how you ended cycles, how you learned to love more deeply, how you got more resilient as an individual. Maybe you got smarter, wiser, more stubborn, more determined. You know, I'm sure Nelson Mandela learned this concept over a lifetime of struggle. It always seems impossible until it's done. And you know, when you know that you can direct change, when you know that you are an infinite being of light and that you are the energy and essence of love, when you know this in your heart of hearts, it's easy to let go. It's easy to take your next steps, to be present in the world, to love and be loved, to be cherished, to stay in gratitude and appreciation. And do your affirmations about how wonderful your life is, and keep yourself on that happy road regardless of the circumstances around you. This is the greatest experience that a human spirit has, to come into a human body and experience full fulfillment, full awakening, no matter what the circumstances are. So we have in the Eastern tradition, and I'm also initiated as a pujari in the yogic tradition. That's a light carrier in the yogic tradition. We have the concept of the lotus rising up from the muck and mire. And there's a beautiful, delicate, pure white or golden flower sitting on lotus petals. And my parents' beautiful land that up north that they've just turned over to the next family who will live there. For many, many years, we had the joy and privilege of owning our own lake in northern Minnesota. And that lake was full of lily pads and lotuses. And the lotuses grew up out of scum, where leeches and funky stuff, really slimy, degrading stuff, was in the bottom underneath. And the lotus grew purely and perfectly. And, you know, it was such an amazing and beautiful experience to witness the perfection of the lotus and how the lotus used whatever the environment was and was unaltered in its beauty by whatever was beneath it. And I want you to really think about that as allowing the past to be the beautiful, rich fertilizer for your loving, powerful, magnificent life. Because when you get to that point, you get to freedom, and you get to the best things in life. Now, we can talk kind of more superficially about the best things in life are free, and maybe this is a time to start a gratitude list. The stones in the earth that are so beautiful and provide beauty and grounding for us, they're free. I mean, you can access the energy of all of these amazing stones and crystals not by owning one, not by holding one, just by focusing on a stone in the earth, and that will ground you and bring you peace. There's walking in nature, and this is so incredible. Yesterday morning, I was out at China Camp in outside of San Rafael, up by the bay and the marshlands, and I am just struck by the glory and the magnificence of nature. And as I was walking along, there was a tom turkey. And he had his full plumage out, and he was showing off for his two female partners. And he was about 15 feet away from me on the trail. And I had to stop to enjoy the honor and the regality of this prince, this king of the forest, showing off his plumage. And I lingered, and there were a couple of ladies walking by, and they were chatting about the problems at work, and he said this, and they said that, and, you know, what about that? And she said, oh, I wonder what she stopped for. I could hear them. And, oh, it's just some old turkeys. I've seen them before. Been there, done that. And they kept walking and talking about the problems at work. And I was in ecstatic bliss, enjoying the presence of a king, a tom turkey, showing off for me. And I felt so touched and so present to the divinity of nature and my own divinity. And I was awake and aware, and the forest was giving me gift after gift after gift. And as I walked along, I noticed that there wasn't just one variety of iris along the garden path, that I found so many different personalities and colors. And I haven't looked them all up, but I have gotten six very distinct, different-looking photographs of irises. And I know the purple ones are woodside irises. So different kind of heights and colors, and some with yellow and white, and some very pale yellow, and some purple, and some cobalt blue, and very different shapes where some of the petals were kind of spindly and spirally, while others were very perfectly formed like a soft, velvety, flowing petal. So very, very unique, different personalities of all of these flowers on the trail. And also was very aware for the first time, I don't know if I'd ever really examined it. I know that my senses are very heightened these days. But have you ever noticed that a fern in early spring puts out a bunch of, like a batch of 20 red leaf-like, flower-like, I don't know how to describe it, but it looks like a little pillar of red leaves. And it must be their kind of flower. I don't really think it's a flower per se. It doesn't exactly have, like, doesn't have pistons and things. But my eyes were awake enough to see hundreds of these red fern expressions, which were so remarkable. And as I breathed and I walked through the forest, I heard the sounds of the forest. And I celebrated. I celebrated with God. I celebrated life in this really heightened state. And can you think about times when you've given yourself that, really that joy, that really high peak experience where you decided to turn off problem solving? I know many years I used my hiking in the woods kind of like journaling. I'd just go through every problem and I'd sort it through and I'd think about it and I'd make a plan. And then I'd go through the next problem and I'd sort it out and I'd think about it and I'd make a plan. And so by the end of the journey, I had sorted out all the things that were troubling me. And now I was going to implement. I was going to get home. I was going to make some notes, get on the computer and fix things. Well, you know, I've let go of problem energy. And I definitely, it's not like there aren't challenges that come up every moment of every day, but there's also a time to rest, a time to be still, be peaceful, celebrate the glory of God and the glory of your life, and really get how you can go into the woods for a couple hours and get something more exquisite and more beautiful and more magnificent than you could ever acquire with a million zillion dollars. You know, I mean, I just, to have the experience of breathing deeply in fresh mountain air, to hear all the sounds of the forest, the birds and the crickets and the frogs, the wind in the leaves, the even the little snapping as we walk along and there's little twigs on the path, to smell the dankness of the forest, to notice the lusciousness of a forest just after a rain, so 4 days after a hard rain, how green everything is, how present everything is, how fresh and beautiful and refreshed it is. So really being able to grasp this idea of living in the Garden of Eden, and it's where we lost the best things in life. When we fell into illusion and fell into the exit from the Garden of Eden. I promise you, the Garden of Eden is still here. It's that we went off in search of other things. And maybe it was knowledge that we were searching for, and maybe that's the structure we've created now. It's a structure where we create problems and challenges and difficult relationships in the pursuit of knowledge. And if you looked at it that way, and then you looked at how can I make each and every day exquisite? How can I make each and every day joyous and blissful, beautiful? So if you're thinking about that, then each morning you start your morning with gratitude and do 3 to 5 minutes of maybe walking and skipping and jumping and hopping and moving your arms and hands and maybe out loud shouting to God, I am so grateful to God for my healthy body. I am so grateful to God for my beautiful mom and my beautiful dad and my wonderful children, Britta, Becky, and Peter. I am so grateful for my grandchildren, Lewis and Alvin and Gracie. I am so grateful for all the people who work for me. I'm so grateful for my spiritual gifts. I'm so grateful for my beautiful heart, for my painting skills, and all the beautiful china that I own. And thank you so much, God, for sending more support to me. I'm so grateful for my beautiful little space that I live in. I'm so grateful for living in one of the most beautiful counties in the world. I'm so grateful for the ocean. I'm so grateful for the sky. I'm so grateful my heart works and my lungs work, and I can breathe the fresh air and I can smell. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can see that if you were doing this for 5 minutes every day and really affirming it out loud and maybe raising your hands in celebration and acting a bit like a goofball, you would start really receiving the best things in life. By the way, I do this once in a while down at the Civic Center Park, if any of you live in San Rafael, so you might be seeing me walking around the lake there, and I'm got my hands going, and I'm so grateful. And there's this lovely lady, I believe she's from Pakistan, and her four-year-old boy, and they often are walking around the lake in the opposite direction of me at the same time. And the little boy is so fascinated, and the mom is always smiling and waving at me. And they're like, who is this woman, and why is she so happy? And, you know, that's what you get when you're willing to celebrate on that level. I mean, it doesn't scare people. People don't think you're kooky. They're happy with you. You have this, like, wave of happiness and love floating around you. It's like the most innocent, sweet, joyous experience to be part of. And I know that because I've watched the people who have walked by me when I've done the Civic Center Lake, which is a walking path, and they're happy. They're happy to look at somebody being happy. They smile, they wave, they nod. They wonder if I'm going to make another round, and they smile again and wave a nod. So it's like, what makes this person so happy? What makes this person so aware? And I even, after that gratitude, when I'm really, really in that blissful state, I imagine my day. And in my training program, I teach people that it's spiritual or your physical mock-ups or your wealth mock-ups. So it's a way that we create our day, or the way that we create our future, or bring in wealth, or bring in joy, or bring in love. And so I'll stream through, and I'll start imagining the people that I'm meeting with during the day, shaking hands, contracts signed, fulfillment of tasks being done. But really, it's a lot about the connections. I see myself laughing with people, and really, like, there being a lot of happiness and enjoying nutritious food and really seeing how I'm serving my health and getting myself the little steps that I'm going to be taking during the day to help me get to my 100% healthy state. You see how I've just created a day that's going to be really magnificent, and that energy that's around me, those thought forms that are around me, are really working on my behalf. And then you might go from that phase, that stage of really seeing everything playing in real intention playing out, then you might go into a prolonged period of affirmations. For example, there's a real fun one that's been around forever. Every day, in every way, I'm feeling better and better. Yes! And I'll do that over and over and over again. And you got to have the yes in it. Every day, in every way, I'm feeling happier and happier. Yes! Every day, in every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes! Every day, in every way, I'm feeling wealthier and wealthier. Yes! It just makes me laugh to think about it. It's just, it's kind of an ecstatic state when you do it over and over again. And then when I'm just relaying it to you, it makes me giggle. It makes me so happy. And that kind of reference of, oh, yeah, I'm creating my perception. I'm creating my reality, so I can use walking around the lake to solve all the challenges I'm facing, or I can use walking around the lake to be back in my divine state, aware and awake, and really, really seeing and feeling and awakening all my senses. And there's something really, really rich about that. That's no money can buy. That the absence of, and all the time you'll see people who are very wealthy, who are very caught up in the actions and activities of life. I'm not saying all wealthy people are, because I know that oftentimes you'll also see very, struggling people, lower class or middle class people struggling. They're trying to work it out. And, the focus is not on what's great in life, but the focus is on let's fix all the problems. And you miss out on the best things in life. You miss out on the love. You miss out on the opportunities. Like the lady saying, oh, I've seen turkeys before, and then continuing to talk about work problems. I mean, really? So I've seen turkeys before, too. And here is another opportunity, another blessing that God has just given me, that God has just bestowed on me, that here are these amazing three beautiful prehistoric birds that are giving me the show of my life. And every bit as valid and beautiful as a ballet. And really, I really feel that way. You watch the turkeys kind of, I've put little Facebook videos up on the dance of the turkeys, and there's a point where turkeys migrate through a forest, and I seem to always be there when they're migrating. And I'll get movies up on the top of Mount Tam. I'll get little videos with my iPhone, which I keep in my pocket to snap those kind of things. And, you'll see like 15 turkeys walking across the forest floor, and it's like dinosaurs moving through the forest. And I just want to invite you into that level of being awake and aware that you're in the Garden of Eden, that every single thing that is here is for your pleasure. Every single thing that you see in nature is for you to enjoy or to learn from. And so getting out in the natural world is one of the most important things about really accessing your divinity all day long in the world of people. And how I do my world is I do an hour a day, or 5 or 6 hours or 7 or 8 hours a week in nature, and I'm able to really be at my peak performance. I'm able to really produce incredible results. I'm able to write books and speak and teach and do miraculous healings, really regenerate cells, glands, and organs, help people who have had no hope get back into hope. And really now my desire and my intention and what I've been doing for weeks now is helping people who are already healthy get that slight edge to getting more healthy, getting, so healthy that they can accomplish everything, that there's nothing holding them back anymore, that their emotional body is in good shape, that they're perceiving things in a way where it's coming from wise elder love or wise elder wisdom. So I want you to really be thinking now about the journey you're on and what kinds of shifts might you take to wake yourself up and become more awake, aware, and present to your life. We'll be right back. Hang on, we're going to take a short break.
Beautiful from the inside out. Do you want to take 10 years off your appearance and regenerate yourself from the inside out without pills, potions, or surgery? If you'd like to discover how to completely enhance your natural beauty safely and painlessly, then you want to check out Beautiful from the Inside Out. It's a series of 15 meditations done over 60 days, and it actually makes you 10 years younger. I mean, really, you will be the radiant natural beauty that you've always imagined yourself to be, and you can avoid all that nonsense of surgeries and potions. To enroll in this program, go to www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com. You'll be so glad you did.
And welcome back, and that is a really wonderful program. I'm actually revisiting it. It took me 3 years to create a meditation program. It has 15 meditations, and the Prep and Clear meditation, which you do on Sundays, is an hour long, and it really gets everything, all your all your glands and organs talking to your energy body and everything really in alignment. It's the most amazing, amazing meditation series. If I do say so myself, it took a super long time. It's recorded in a recording studio, and as you heard earlier in the show, I'm a harpist, and so that's my harp music in the background. It's very beautiful. So check it out or shoot me an email if you'd like to have a little conversation about what it could do for you. And you can reach me at info@julierenee.com. All right. Well, we're going to just start wrapping up the show. And I'd like to just leave you with some thoughts about the best things in life, those free things. And whether you're paying for something or you're experiencing something in nature, when you bring your full presence, your full senses, your full awareness, your gratitude, your appreciation, your awareness that God created this world for you and that those dancers on the doing the ballet in front of you, they're dancing for you. They're dancing to make you happy. They're dancing to uplift you. That's what they live for. The turkey on the trail is spreading his plumage for you. He's looking to make you happy, to have you experience one little miracle, one little beauty, one little extraordinary, blissful moment in your day. The music, the sounds of nature. You know, what I discovered when I did research on brain function is that our younger generation is losing 30% of their sense awareness because of technology. And they're not able to distinguish leaves from trees or distinguish trees from flowers. Or they actually don't hear birdsong, a lot of them. They are just oblivious to that. Their senses have shut off. And so they're not attuned, because they're attuned to machine energy, the computers and technology. They're not attuned to the natural world. And so actually parts of their brain are shutting down. And I want to re-invite you and invite you, if you're the parent of a child, of a teenager, to get them in nature and really work with them on these concepts. You really have the ability to enjoy every moment of your life. And I invite you into this journey. And it may look difficult at first, but, you know, anything might look impossible until you've accomplished it. And I'm going to say that if you set yourself on this mission, you will be successful, you will accomplish your goal, and you will enjoy your life in the deepest, most profound ways.
You've been listening to 100% Healthy with host Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health is easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. To get you into your 100% healthy body requires that you make a big commitment to living full on at 100%. Join the supportive community that's going to help you take your journey. Please join us for our live 100% Healthy One Days, our weekends, teleseminars, 100% Healthy Live Summit in May, and find out all the details for everything going on around 100% Healthy at www.julierenee.com. You can be a 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from Source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back into your best self, living in your personal Garden of Eden. Your health activation is simple and easy with the most extraordinary access to your divine human blueprint. Join us at julierenee.com, and we'll see you next time.